Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you entrepreneurs to become entrepreneurs and help others to become entrepreneurs and so on and so on. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt's the guy that makes everything work. Matt, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, Mr. Gene. Before we go any further, I would be remiss if I didn't do this. Happy Thanksgiving to one and all. The big day is tomorrow. So happy Thanksgiving and happy kickstart to the holiday season.
And happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Thank you, sir.
And all of you out there in the listening world, happy Thanksgiving. I'll probably say that a few times during the show.
But that's the point. This is the Thanksgiving show. We got a lot to be thankful for, so let's get right into it.
That's right. So you have a couple of clips that you're going to play for us.
Yes, I do.
And if you got them, let them go, and we'll be ready to jump in.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay. We are one day away from Thanksgiving Day, and we have dedicated this show to honor and respect Thanksgiving Day. But it's a holiday, but it's designed so that we give thanks for the things that we are thankful for, and it's based on an event that goes back to 1621 with the Pilgrims and the Native Americans having a meeting blessing the harvest for that year. And so Thanksgiving is where we want to acknowledge and be thankful for all the things that we've done. And on this show, since this show is about entrepreneurs, I am going to give you the things that I'm thankful for as an entrepreneur. I got a whole list of things that I'm thankful for. But more than that, I'm going to offer any of you listeners out there, if you are an entrepreneur or not an entrepreneur, but if you would like to share what your thoughts are in terms of being thankful for this day that's coming up, you're more than welcome to call the show. For some of you, you can see the number. Number is 727-441-3000. Those of you that are on YouTube, is over in the corner. It's 727, which is very difficult to see, but it's 727-441-3000. And for those of you on Facebook, you cannot see me. You can see me, but you can't see the number. But again, it's 727-441-3000. I would welcome your calls to share what you are thankful for given this holiday. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just do that. We are, this is my first time of recognizing this close to the holiday. Most times I've been away for the holiday, and so, but I'm here today, and I want to share the things that I'm thankful for as an entrepreneur. And that's why they call it Thanksgiving Day. But outside of that, we're not going to have a feast here in the office here, but many of you are going to be feasting tomorrow and celebrating. But it's designed so that you become very knowledgeable of giving thanks for things. And I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is, but possibly things that you're thankful for that are happening in your life, things that have happened possibly in your relationships and your business and so on, but being thankful for the things that are happening and join the rest of the country in celebrating that holiday and knowing that it's designed that you become thankful. So our show is centered around giving thanks to all the things that are out there. And in my case, I'm going to be sharing with you the things that I am thankful for as an entrepreneur. And I'm just going to share some of the things that are on my list of what I'm thankful for as an entrepreneur, because I have a business, or at least I say I have a business. And in many cases, some people have two businesses, but I have a training and development company, which is designed to train job seekers on how to find enjoyable employment instead of jobs, instead of a job. And so it's a process that I have implemented, or I'm on the edge of spreading it out across the country, if not the world. I'm not there yet. I'm very close. But it's a process designed to get humans to look at their natural skills and abilities and how to use those skills and abilities to gain employment that they will enjoy instead of doing something that they don't want to enjoy. So the overall process designed to help increase productivity and morale for our entire workforce. Now, obviously, I'm not there today. I'm close, but I want to share that entrepreneurial experience. But all of you entrepreneurs that are out there, you have something to be grateful for, whether you're just thinking about it or whether you have an extremely successful business. It's possible that you're grateful for that entire trip, and I'd love to hear some of your stories. But I'm going to share some of the thoughts that I had as far as being thankful for that Turkey Day, as we'll call it. Anyway, so that's all I'm going to say about that. Matt, I hope you're thankful for, and feel free to chime in later on in the show in case you're thankful for anything that's happened to you over the past year.
I got a lot. I got a roof over my head. I got food in my fridge. I got money in the bank. I got my girl next to me. I'm good. Plus, I'm thankful for the fact that I'm still working in radio after all this time.
Okay, well, I'm thankful you're still here, too.
Happy to be a part of it.
So, but anyway, we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors, but we'll be right back at the word from our sponsors, and I'll be happy to tell you the thing that I'm thankful for. Okay.
Yep.
I've got plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. I'm gonna put this dream in motion. I'll never let nothing stand in my way when the gun gets stuck. The tough get going. Yeah, we do.
Here we go. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. And all of you entrepreneurs know exactly what I'm talking about. And for all of you beginning entrepreneurs are thinking about it, the road may get tough. And it's supposed to get tough because it's supposed to push you in order to help you get to where you're trying to go and get all the assistance that you can get, because it comes along the way. So, anyway, so it does get tough. But I'm going to share my thoughts on being thankful for Thanksgiving Day. I'm going to be celebrating tomorrow, like many of you, but I'm going to start today. Hopefully, some of what I say you can take with you for tomorrow as you meet with other people, and just think to yourself the things that you are thankful for that you can give out in some sort of a blessing or anything like that. But again, you can call us if you like. The number is 727-441-3000, 727-441-3000. And we would love to hear from you as well. Other than that, I will do it. I got enough to share for the whole show, and I think more. But anyway, I'm going to just start out with just some thoughts that I came up with I'm grateful for. Some of them I'm going to expand on so that you understand the reason I say I'm grateful for. But these are just things that I'm grateful for, thankful for, and just think of the things that you are thankful for. And it could come in many ways, things that you may think about, experiences that you have, but think about what you got out of it and how thankful you are. Okay. Anyway, so these are just things, thoughts that came to me that I decided to think about my life and the things that I'm grateful for as I became an entrepreneur. So the first one was the idea of starting a show for entrepreneurs. I'm thankful that I'm still here. And we're going into our second year, and I wanted to start a show for entrepreneurs. Number one is because I am one. Number two, I need as much assistance as I can get in order to keep growing my business. But I also wanted to share what I've gone through with those others that are beginning. Anyway, so I'm grateful that the idea that I had of starting a business or starting a radio show, that I had an opportunity to do that, and I'm grateful for WTAN of opening that door for me. And hopefully I've said some things out there that will help some of you entrepreneurs or those of you thinking about it. But I'm grateful that I got a chance to sit in front of you and share my experiences, not trying to avoid a lot of the technical, traditional types of things that we're thankful for, but sharing what I got out of it, which is what I'd like for you to do, to share what you got out of that, which means you're thankful for those things because of something that happened or what you were given or what you, some experiences that you, were, that you went through. Amy, the next one I have is that I'm thankful for the friends and guests that I've had on my show. I have two shows. I have a show that follows up after this. It's called the Employment Opportunity Hour, designed for job seekers. And the purpose is to share personal thoughts and keep away from the traditional types of things. But because each individual has gone through their experience, but it's worth gold when you share those experiences with others so that you can look at things from different perspectives. But I'm grateful for the friends that have been a part of the show, the guests that we've had on the show. On the Opportunity Hour, I have over 12 years of that show, and now going into the second year with the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. But having guests on the show, that, like I could say, there's been hundreds of individuals on the show, and so I'm grateful that I've had guests. I'm grateful that they've shared their experiences. All of those are recorded. If you go out on YouTube or Facebook and type in Employment Opportunity Hour or Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you'll be able to pop up, and you can look at all the archives, all the shows. And anyway, so I'm grateful for all of that because my purpose was to have a show that I could get all of my concepts archived. And that is pretty much now done. Now we're labeling them so that people can go identify them based on topic and subject. But I'm grateful that I had it. I'm grateful and thankful that I've had the opportunity to do something that I could never imagine doing. And I would like to have all of you entrepreneurs that have created something that you could never have imagined. We definitely would like to know what did you do and how did you do it. And anyway, but I'm grateful for Matt. Matt is the engineer. Matt came on board about a year ago, or
April. I came in April.
Okay, it seems like a year.
Yeah, I know.
He came on board, didn't know what to do, and he's got his act together. And I'm grateful that we were able to
pull this off,
working right, pull it off, and start. Right off the bat and keep things.
I'm glad we were able to make this sound as good as it did when Bobby was running it.
Well, you have.
And yeah, I'm thankful for the honestly, I'm thankful for the opportunity to be able to keep doing this with not only you, but with all the other shows that I work on here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Okay, so that's something you're grateful for.
Oh, yeah.
You're thankful for.
I'm thankful for it. I'm grateful for the opportunity to not only be working. And we'll talk about that more on the Employment Opportunity Hour next hour. But I'm thankful to still be working in what I got my degree in, which is broadcasting.
Oh, great. Great, yeah. Great. I would encourage you to share those stories with other people that are thinking about doing the same thing and sharing with them how you got started and all that
sort of
stuff. Yeah. But that's what Thanksgiving is for. It's to recognize the things that you are thankful for. And it's important to share that with others so that they know what you're thankful for. Anyways, as I mentioned, this show, the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, is in its second year. And we would like to get more guests, more sponsors and advertisers, but that's in the works. But we're able to share some of our thoughts with other entrepreneurs and having more entrepreneurs on the show to share more of what they did and how they did it to help more entrepreneurs. Anyway, so that's number four that I got on this list. And next thing I wrote down that I'm grateful for, part of having a show is having money to be on a show because the station operates off money or or making money. And so having some sponsorships or just having the financial means in order to keep the show going, that's something else that I'm very thankful for. I'm thankful for some of you out there that have helped to sponsor the show. I'm always looking for more sponsors to put your business out there. But I'm grateful that I've had the financial means of keeping the show going. And it's been a win-win for myself and the station. But I'm thankful that I've had the opportunity to experience this, because it's something I could never have imagined doing in my lifetime, but I'm doing it. And hopefully I'm setting an example for many of you others that are out there who say, you can't. I'm going to say, give it a shot, because you can. And be yourself. Hopefully on this show I've demonstrated just being plain old Gene. But hopefully I've had something to share that's been helpful for some of you. And I definitely invite all of you others out there to call the show or send me an email. But to tell about some of those experiences and some of the things that you need as well. Anyways, the next thing that I'm thankful for, is I started the show the first year with Mr. Dukes. Mr. Dukes was and is like a co-host. He's gotten busy this year. He's been in and out.
What do you mean he was like a co-host? He's your partner in crime.
Yeah, he's my partner in crime in that sense too.
Put it this way. To anybody that's listening that follows superheroes, he's the Robin to your Batman.
Oh, that's the way you look at it.
Yeah, he's the Robin to your Batman.
but he has helped co-host the show, because he also is an entrepreneur with many more years in a totally different field. So he's able to, has been able to share a lot of his experiences based on the fields that he's been in. And that's been extremely helpful to make sure we're trying to spread the word, so that we touch as many different types of people out there with many different types of businesses, that the basics that we've all gone through are the basics that we want you to know about. And then what makes you unique, well, that's where the other uniqueness comes in, and this is why we'd like to hear from you or invite you on the show to share your uniqueness or your business or your idea, so that you join the entrepreneurs on the planet that are helping all the others, meaning your customers, to get what they want, and you're getting what you want. But anyway, but I really have appreciated Mr. Dukes, and he's going to be, he'll continue to pop in every now and then whenever he's available. But I'm grateful and thankful that Mr. Dukes has helped to become a part of this show. And then one other, I got plenty more, but I'm also thankful for the topics that I've presented on the show. Topics meaning the entrepreneurial field is a huge field. It requires so many different areas in order to take a person with a thought or a dream and have all, and to put all that together in order to get in front of other people to share their thoughts and dreams, and then put together business plans and write stories and think about the things that go into a business as customers, marketing, budgeting, all these types of other topics that go in and in becoming an entrepreneur, on the educational, on the formal side, but more so you got to bring your own self in and fit yourself into the idea that you have. And so I'm grateful and thankful to have known many of the topics and shared many of the topics, because they go into becoming an entrepreneur. And it's all of what you may get in an entrepreneurial program that are offered at several educational institutions and community type agencies, but That's the formal side. The informal side is you being who you are, you being with your uniqueness, and having your unique idea. That's all got to come from you that gets combined with all the standard traditional stuff. And so I am thankful that hopefully we've covered all the topics, and in many cases I've shared much of my experience, and Mr. Dukes has shared experience, plus the number of individuals that have called in and shared their experiences. I'm thankful for all of that, and continue to call in or possibly get on the show, because I am thankful that we're able to bring on as many different types of people as we can, so that all of our differences are archived, so that at some point we can point you out there so you can go choose what you'd like to hear from whomever you'd like to hear from. But we're going to take a short break so you hear something from our sponsors right quick, because I'm a little bit over. But you listen to myself talking about being thankful for Thanksgiving as an entrepreneur and all of the things that I am thankful for. But we'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Stopping. We are on the move. As an entrepreneur, I say this most of the time. Once you get started, you cannot stop. The reason you cannot stop is because it's your vision, it's your dream, it's what you wanted. And so that's why you decided to become an entrepreneur. And you are going to have ups and downs, and you should welcome all of those ups and downs. But given the topic that we're talking about, being thankful for Thanksgiving Day, be thankful for all of those ups and downs. They're part of the growth process. Be thankful you got them, and become aware of how thankful they could be when you start to recognize your own growth and how those obstacles helped you get to where you are trying to go, because that's how you're going to get there. And so don't ever think about as an entrepreneur that you got to do it alone. Entrepreneurs have an awful lot of contacts, and you will have contacts too, provided you're willing to listen to people ask for help, tell them where you're stuck, but be willing to go through the ups and downs because they come along with it. Anyway, so based on that, I'm thankful for a group of people that I meet with, of people every week. We meet for breakfast just to talk about various things. And we just meet because I got invited into this little group. So I'm going to just say out to that group, I'm thankful to have met all of you guys. I'm just going to mention first names, but Mr. Dukes invited me out to meet a group of individuals that were involved in studying part of the Bible or just parts of the Bible, but not spending lots of time talking about it, but talking about just humans as humans. And so I'm thankful to be a part of the group for breakfast. And I'm just going to mention first names, but I'm thankful for these people out there that are part of the group, Jeff and Julio and Paul and Lloyd. We're a cross mixed of different individuals. I believe we all have some military background, but it's a helpful group, and I get a chance to play the one that asked the odd questions in the group. And so so they're going to get on me about that. But I'm thankful that they haven't kicked me out of the group, and I'm also thankful that we've been meeting now for, I'm going to say, at least 3 years, and I'm grateful to have met these guys. And it's more than that, because outside of the group, I get a lot of input from them as well. And at some point in time, I'll possibly get them all here in the studio in order for you to meet them. Okay, I'm grateful. I have 15 things listed down here. I've given away 6 so far. And I'm going to number 7. I'm sorry. Number 9 is what I'm going to. I'm thankful for the veterans that have been on my show. Most holidays, most veteran holidays for the past, I'm going to say 10 years, I've tried to get veterans on my show to share some of their experiences, both in the work world as well as in the military. So I'm thankful that I've been able to get veterans on my show to share their experiences. And I'd like to have that continue, but I'm going to put something out there. So I'm looking for veterans, but I'm looking for more multicultural veterans. I'm looking for more female veterans, and just to make sure that all parts that make up our military are represented through this show. Anyway, so if you know of anyone out there that's been in the military that would like to be a part of the show in the studio or call in, we welcome that, because I want to make sure that all branches are represented by individuals who spent time there, because their experiences are worth gold for you to hear, because they're the ones who went through it. And so I welcome that, but I'm grateful that I've had veterans in the show, in the studio, on the show, but we're looking for all different types of individuals, in case you know of any that would like to share some of their knowledge of experience to help others out there, because the show is all about helping others. I definitely welcome you, and feel free to give me a call. My email is theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or you're welcome to call the station. The number, again, it's 727-441-3000. 727-441-3000, and let whoever answers the phone, the engineer, the owners, let them know that you would like to get in contact with me, because I would love to hear from the veterans, especially I'm just going to say veterans. We're in the Tampa Bay area. We reach quite an audience in Tampa Bay, but I welcome phone calls from others to be a part of the show. And so I'm thankful I have that privilege, and to respect the veterans because I am a veteran myself. Anyway, I'm also thankful because I've had transportation to get to the show. Haven't had any accidents or vehicle breakdowns on my way to the show or on my way back. We've had some bad weather sometimes, but everything has worked out, and so I'm thankful that being to the show, I've been able to make it most of the time. I've had to cancel the show twice because I got stuck in traffic on a bridge two times, and so there's no way to make it to the show, and I've had to cancel en route. But I'm thankful that I was able to do that, and thankful they could pull up a replay of something and put it on so that things would keep going. And so I'm grateful for that as well. And pretty well, and thankful for all that. Plus, I'm thankful for the weather. It's been up and down, hot, cold, windy, rainy, but not to a point to where we've had to cancel too many shows. But Mother Nature does do its thing, and sometimes we've had to cancel a few shows. But when you look at the 3 or 4 or 10 years, I'm thankful that most of those shows I was here, and we were able to keep the show going either with a guest sitting in, or me being here, or running a replay, which the engineers, they choose various topics and they put them on, or topics that I suggest that they put on, and they'll put those on for me. So I'm thankful that all of that has happened. And I already talked about Matt and WTAN. However, I'm grateful for WTAN. I'm thankful that I have the kind of relationship where I can sit down and talk with the managers and the owners, talk with some of the other show hosts, and some of the other engineers. And so I'm thankful that the relationships are great, considering I didn't know anything about radio stations or anything like that. And so I found out that it's a nice little group, and I'm very thankful that I can go through that experience and share that experience to help many others out there as well. And so that's something else out there. And so if any of you would like to have a radio show, feel free to contact me and pick my brain for experiences and things that I've gone through. But I'm grateful for all that, and I get these words, grateful and thankful, because I'm thinking about both. And that's what I believe Thanksgiving is for, so that we begin to recognize the things that we are thankful for. Anyway, because it's just something that we may not think about. I was in a group this morning, and the person was talking about things that he had never thought about until he started thinking about how thankful he was for the things that he thought about, and he began to think about more and more and more and more. And as he was talking at it, I had the opportunity to start to relating to things that I became more thankful for as I thought about it more and more. And so I think it goes along with the process of just thinking about being thankful, and you may find other things that you can be thankful for and spread that to others. We're going to take a short break. I got a couple of more left, and I do want to get them all recorded and on tape. And so, but going to take a short break, but we'll be right back and celebrating our Thanksgiving holiday. We'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, Call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Money. I think that's what most people want. I would like to get some myself, but money is one of the drivers, not all of the drivers, but one of the drivers by which I believe all entrepreneurs want some. I believe a lot of others out there that aren't entrepreneurs want some more, and I don't want to let you know I've got enough. I need all I can get, so send some, sponsor some. But I have a business, buy my products, promote my products, all that sort of stuff, because I'd like to get some more money so I can help more people. But that's something that I'm thankful for as well. I get a chance to join the club of people that are in the business of helping other people, and I'm very thankful I have that experience of helping other people and being able to thank other people. Anyway, so I'm going through a list of about 15 things that I have on this list. I am at number 13 right now that I'm thankful for past organizations that I have been involved with. One organization that I've had several individuals part of an organization that's called CEO Space. It's made up of entrepreneurs on a national, international type level, but it's an organization by which I am sitting here because of exposures I've gotten from other entrepreneurs. And so there are other organizations out there, but that's the one that stands out in my mind right now. And I'd advise anyone who is an entrepreneur, thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, to give me call or look up an organization that's called CEO Space. But I'm thankful that I've met so many individuals that have offered and shared their information and their knowledge, and several have been on the show. And so I'm thankful that I've been exposed to other entrepreneurs at all different levels, and hopefully I have something that I've shared with them, but I'm grateful for that as well. But number 14, I am thankful for the business that I have, which is called Hodgepodge Training. It's introducing a different method of understanding learning, of which it's very difficult to tell you about it, but it's something that gets you to recognize what you have in terms of skills and abilities that we see, not what you see. It's what we see and how you can run businesses, find enjoyable employment, doing those types of things. But introducing a different way, I'm thankful that I've had opportunities to do that with the government, with the boards of education, lots of networking groups for job seekers, and presenting a lot of workshops and seminars at university, running my own workshops and things like that at various colleges. And so I'm thankful that some people have bought into the idea of let's see what's different out there and let's see what we can use. And so I'm thankful that came. The difference is that this came to me through an idea, and so I'm thankful that I was given an idea. And I really believe a lot of you are given ideas. They come from the universe. And in many cases, you may say, I can't do that, or I don't know how to do that. And I would say, if you got that, you're on the right track. The difference is that if something came to you, your only idea is, what do you do with it? I chose to try it out after turning it down for quite a while. After turning it away for quite a while, why not try it out? Anyway, so I'm thankful that I've tried it out. And I'm thankful that it has gained some recognition. And I'm thankful for all the individuals that bought into the idea of trying it out and then spreading the word. And so I'd like to have you think about being thankful for the thoughts and ideas that you get, and understanding that they come from somewhere other than you, but they come to you. And by you taking that and making a decision to follow it, you may find out what it turns into. In my case, I am thankful for the journey that I've taken. I haven't always been happy, I can guarantee that. That's part of the up and down cycle. But I'm thankful I got a chance to do something that I didn't know I could do. And I would say many, many of you out there have been given something that you don't think that you can do, and you'll never know until you try to do it. And that is what I'm thankful for. That's one of the reasons I have this show, is to try to encourage as many of you out there to recognize those thoughts that come to you that may seem out of this world, or you don't know where they came from, but they did come to you. And the only choice is making a decision to get started. You will have ups and downs, you will have challenges, but making that decision of taking on something that you don't even know what it is yet. That's something I would encourage all of you, because I believe the world becomes a better place by many of you just doing what you never knew how to do in the first place, but getting started on it. Anyway, so I'm thankful for that exposure. I'm thankful I got a chance to see some things to come to fruition. I'm thankful that a lot of others have been able to benefit from it, and I'm trying to get even more. And I need all the assistance and help that I can get, in case any of you listeners out there. But any of you dreamers that are out there, take some of those dreams and turn them into reality. Because I suggest that they've been given to you for a reason and for a purpose. You aren't supposed to know what it is. You are supposed to say, let me try it out and see. And that's what I want to share with all of you out there, of what it takes to become an entrepreneur, because it really takes a decision to get started. That's really what it comes down to. You are going to have ups and downs. You're supposed to have ups and downs. The difference is, if you believe you were chosen, then all you've got to do is to stick with it and learn from it, because you'll get an awful lot of help that will come in ways you never expected, because you're not supposed to know the way. You're supposed to learn the way. But that's what entrepreneurs do. They learn the way. And many discover that what they have is unique. But only after you've gotten started and sorted out, in order to recognize what separates you from all the others. What separates your business from all the others? What makes your business different from all the others? And it has to be different because it's yours, and there's no other you on this planet. So it's yours, but what makes you different? Because that's the difference that you're going to make in your business, and that's the difference it's going to make to your customers and the people that you're serving. So think about that in terms of being thankful for those ideas, those thoughts, and the experiences that you've gotten so far, because the journey is not over. But celebrate Thanksgiving Day, because it's there for a reason. It's there for more than just the food and meetings with all these other people. It's there for you to be thankful for many of the things that have happened to you in your life and that will happen. But it's you recognizing where you are and how thankful you are for being where you are. Anyway, so just something to think about, because I really wish all of you out there to have a safe, enjoyable Thanksgiving Day. But on that day, and maybe many other days, be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for where you are so far, because the journey's not over. And be thankful that if you are there, be thankful you're able to help others. And you want to help others. But be thankful for understanding what it's like to go look in the mirror and say thank you. And knowing how to go thank others, because without the others, you couldn't get to where you want to go anyway. Anyway, so it's important to understand that what you have, it's yours. And be thankful and grateful. And tomorrow, if you're doing a lot of socializing with other people, share a lot about who you are. Share a lot about what are they doing. And between all of you, help make this world a better place. Help make your relationships better. And enjoy your day by saying thank you to a lot of other people, and thank you to the spirits, if you believe that, but knowing how to be thankful for all of what you have so far, because the journey is not over. You're still on your journey. And so that's the point I want to make sure you know. The journey is not over. You're on your journey, and hopefully you're enjoying it all the way, and hopefully you're learning something all the way and continuing learning, and based on what you've learned, turn it around and share it with some others, because they will be thankful for what you have to share. You'll be thankful for knowing you had an impact on the other people, and you won't know that until they come back and tell you how thankful they are. But I hear the music, which our time is up. It's Frank Sinatra singing My Way. I'm also suggesting that you can actually do this your way, being thankful for your way, because you can enjoy all of what it is that you're trying to do. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up next. But go out and enjoy your Thanksgiving Day and event with all of your contacts and all the ones that you're going to meet. And go do it your way.